British Prime Minister David Cameron postponed a key speech on Europe to deal with the hostage crisis Friday. After chairing an emergency meeting with ministers, he briefed Parliament.
I offered UK technical and intelligence support, including from experts in hostage negotiation and rescue, to help find a successful resolution. And I urge that we and other countries affected should be consulted before any action was taken.
Observers say that the diplomatic language masks the anger in European capitals and beyond over the way Algeria has handled the hostage crisis. Graham Hand is a former British ambassador to Algeria.
I think they've let us down, but this is not untypical Algerian behaviour. It is to do with the fact that Algerians are proud, independent people. They would want to sort this out in their own way.
Hand says the attack marks a new departure for Islamist terrorists in Algeria.
They really have not hit the oil and gas installations, of which there are many, and I think the fear must be that if this is the start of a new trend, then Algeria is going to have a huge problem.
A problem too for the foreign companies that invest millions of dollars across the Sahel, says international security consultant David Rubens.
On a global scale, the loss of a facility is one thing, but losing 20% of your share price is a completely different situation. And I think that for a lot of people in the major boardrooms not far from here in central London, there's some serious discussions going on about long-term implications. This is not a problem that's going to go away in 3 weeks or in 3 months.
British oil giant BP, the co-operator of the In Amenas gas plant, has begun pulling out non-essential workers from Algeria. David Rubens says the French military intervention in Mali, which the attackers say prompted their action, has raised the stakes across the region.
I think the likelihood of an attack of this nature being made on a facility of this nature has to be considered a possibility.
Former British Ambassador Graham Hand says this is a critical moment for the region and for Europe.
Libya hasn't settled. There are still some question marks in Tunisia. Now we have Mali and we have trouble in Algeria. And I think, you know, we must not turn our backs on that region because it is only a very short distance from Europe.
Analysts say concerns that Islamic militancy is gaining a foothold just across the Mediterranean will likely build support for France's intervention in Mali. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.